Today is the 17th day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Here we are. Together, like every week, at the threshold, we push it open and step through into a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. Maybe it's redundant, but we do it every week. It's 52 times a year that we look out over the vista and kind of pre-imagine what this is going to be like, because we're going to create it. It's one of the ways that we are made in the image of God. We're going to create a reality. We're going to create the world that is our world this week. And we may not be able to call things into existence from nothing, like make matter out of nothing, but we certainly will call things into existence with how we speak and how we think and the choices that we make and the actions that we take. We're going to create this week. So just being aware of the kind of power that has been bestowed upon us in the image of our Creator. Understanding that we're going to wield this power. Well, maybe it's sobering. Maybe it's what it should be, that we have power to create good, or power to create evil, power to create life, power to create death. And all of that begins with our tongue and our heart. And so the Bible is so often leading us in the direction of both of those. Let's pay attention. And let us continue our journey forward as we take this grand voyage through the scriptures. So it's a brand new week. We'll read from the New English Translation this week. And as we begin the week, we will be ending the book of Nehemiah. Today, Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27. Through 13, verse 31. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all the places they lived to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication joyfully with songs of thanksgiving and songs accompanied by cymbals, harps, and lyres. The singers were also assembled from the district around Jerusalem and from the settlements of the Netophatites and from Bet Gilgal and from the fields of Geba and Asmaveth. For the singers had built settlements for themselves around Jerusalem. When the priests and Levites had purified themselves, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I brought the leaders of Judah up on top of the wall, and I appointed two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on the top of the wall southward toward the Dung Gate. Going after them were Hoshea, half the leaders of Judah, Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, some of the priests with trumpets, Zechariah, son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his colleagues, Shemaiah, Azarel, Melalai, Gilalai, Mai, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani, with musical instruments of David, the man of God. Ezra, the scribe, led them. They went over the fountain gate and continued directly up the steps of the city of David on the ascent to the wall. They passed the house of David and continued on to the water gate toward the east. The second choir was proceeding in the opposite direction. I followed them, along with half the people on top of the wall, past the Tower of the Ovens to the Broad Wall, over the Ephraim Gate, the Jishana Gate, the Fish Gate, the Tower of Hananel, and the Tower of the Hundred to the Sheep Gate. They stopped at the Gate of the Guard. Then the two choirs that gave thanks took their stations in the Temple of God. I did also, along with half the officials with me, and the priests Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioni, Zechariah, and Hananiah with their trumpets. And also Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzi, Yehohanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Azar. The choirs sang loudly under the direction of Jezrahiah, and on that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away. On that day, men were appointed over the storerooms for the contributions, first fruits, and tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities the portions prescribed by the law for the priests and the Levites. For the people of Judah took delight in the priests and Levites who were ministering. They performed the service of their God and the service of purification along with the singers and gatekeepers, according to the commandment of David and his son Solomon. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there had been directors for the singers and for the songs of praise and thanks to God. So, in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, all Israel was contributing the portions for the singers and gatekeepers according to the daily need. They also set aside the portion for the Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion for the descendants of Aaron. On that day, the book of Moses was read aloud in the hearing of the people. They found written in it that no Ammonite or Moabite may ever enter the assembly of God, for they had not met the Israelites with food and water, but instead had hired Balaam to curse them. Our God, however, turned the curse into blessing. When they heard the law, they removed from Israel all who were of mixed ancestry. But before this time, Eliashib the priest, a relative of Tobiah, had been appointed over the storerooms of the temple of our God. He made for himself a large storeroom where previously they had been keeping the grain offering, the incense, and the vessels, along with the tithes of the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, as commanded for the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the offering for the priests. During all this time, I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes of Babylon, I had gone back to the king. After some time, I had requested leave of the king, and I returned to Jerusalem. Then I discovered the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah by supplying him with a storeroom in the courts of the temple of God. I was very upset, and I threw all of Tobiah's household possessions out of the storeroom. Then I gave instructions that the storeroom should be purified, and I brought back the equipment of the temple of God, along with the grain offering and the incense. I also discovered that the portions for the Levites had not been provided, and that as a result, the Levites and the singers who performed this work had gone off to their fields. So I registered a complaint with the leaders asking, "Why is the temple of God neglected?" Then I gathered them and reassigned them to their positions. Then all of Judah brought the tithe of the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil to the storerooms. I gave instructions that Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the scribe, and a certain Levite named Pedaiah be put in charge of the storerooms, and that Hanan, son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, be their assistant, for they were regarded as trustworthy. It was then their responsibility to oversee the distribution to their colleagues. Please remember me for this, O my God, and do not wipe out the kindness that I have done for the temple of my God and for its services, In those days, I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath, bringing in heaps of grain and loading them onto donkeys along with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of loads, and bringing them to Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. So I warned them on the day that they sold these provisions. The people from Tyre who lived there were bringing fish and all kinds of merchandise and were selling it on the Sabbath to the people of Judah and in Jerusalem of all places. So I registered a complaint with the nobles of Judah, saying to them, "What is this evil thing that you are doing, profaning the Sabbath day? Isn't this the way your ancestors acted, causing our God to bring on them and on this city all this misfortune? Now you are causing even more wrath on Israel, profaning the Sabbath like this." When the evening shadows began to fall on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be closed. I further directed that they were not to be opened until after the Sabbath. I positioned some of my young men at the gates so that no load could enter on the Sabbath day. The traders and sellers of all kinds of merchandise spent the night outside Jerusalem once or twice. But I warned them and said, "Why do you spend the night by the wall? If you repeat this, I will forcibly remove you." From that time on, they did not show up on the Sabbath. Then I directed the Levites to purify themselves and come and guard the gates in order to keep the Sabbath day holy. For this, please remember me, O my God, and have pity on me in keeping with your great love. Also in those days, I saw the men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Half their children spoke the language of Ashdod, or the language of one of the other peoples mentioned, and were unable to speak the language of Judah. So I entered a complaint with them. I called down a curse on them, and I struck some of the men and pulled out their hair. I had them swear by God, saying, "You will not marry off your daughters to their sons, and you will not take any of their daughters as wives for your sons or for yourselves." Was it not because of things like these that King Solomon of Israel sinned? Among the many nations, there was no king like him. He was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. But the foreign wives made even him sin. Should we then, in your case, hear that you do all this great evil, thereby being unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign wives? One of the sons of Joiada, son of Eliashib, the high priest, was a son-in-law of Sanballat, the Horonite. So I banished him from my sight. Please remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood, the covenant of the priesthood and the Levites. So I purified them of everything foreign, and I assigned specific duties to the priests and the Levites. I also provided for the wood offering at the appointed times and also for the first fruits. Please remember me for good, oh my God. First Corinthians 11, 1 through 16. Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. I praise you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions just as I pass them on to you. But I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ. Any man who prays or prophesies with his head covered disgraces his head. But any woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered disgraces her head. For it is one and the same thing as having a shaved head. For if a woman will not cover her head, she should cut off her hair. But if it is disgraceful for a woman to have her hair cut off or her head shaved, she should cover her head. For a man should not have his head covered, since he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For man did not come from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for the sake of woman, but woman for man. For this reason, a woman should have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. In any case, in the Lord, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For just as woman came from man, so man comes through woman. But all things come from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a disgrace for him? But if a woman has long hair, it is her glory. For her hair is given to her for a covering. If anyone intends to quarrel about this, we have no other practice, nor do the churches of God. Psalm 35, 1 through 16. By David. O Lord, fight those who fight with me. Attack those who attack me. Grab your small shield and large shield and rise up to help me. Use your spear and lance against those who chase me. Assure me with these words, I am your deliverer. May those who seek my life be embarrassed and humiliated. May those who plan to harm me be turned back and ashamed. May they be like wind-driven chaff as the angel of the Lord attacks them. May their path be dark and slippery as the angel of the Lord chases them. I did not harm them, but they hid a net to catch me and dug a pit to trap me. Let destruction take them by surprise. Let the net they hid catch them. Let them fall into destruction. Then I will rejoice in the Lord and be happy because of his deliverance. With all my strength I will say, O Lord, who can compare to you? You rescue the oppressed from those who try to overpower them, the oppressed and needy from those who try to rob them. Violent men perjure themselves and falsely accuse me. They repay me evil for the good I have done. I am overwhelmed with sorrow. When they were sick, I wore sackcloth and refrained from eating food. If I am lying, may my prayers go unanswered. I mourned for them as I would for a friend or my brother. I bowed down in sorrow as if I were mourning for my mother. But when I stumbled, they rejoiced and gathered together. They gathered together to ambush me. They tore at me without stopping to rest. When I tripped, they taunted me relentlessly and tried to bite me. Proverbs 21, 17 and 18. The one who loves pleasure will be a poor person. Whoever loves wine and anointing oil will not be rich. The wicked become a ransom for the righteous, and the treacherous are taken in place of the upright. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, as we're saying at the beginning, for bringing us faithfully to this point, a brand new week, a brand new chance, a brand new mercy, a brand new opportunity to regroup and try again and go forward. So as we do go forward, day by day, step by step, even moving into new territory in the scriptures this week, come Holy Spirit, we invite you, make us aware that you are leading us into all truth if we will simply listen to the voice of wisdom and follow and obey. And so, Holy Spirit, we are grateful, deeply, deeply humbled and grateful that you even are aware, that you even know who we are. God, that you even know who we are and care is beyond comprehension, but that you love us and care deeply about the choices that we make and the places that we wander into is truly mind-boggling. And so may we bring reverence to that reality and honor to your name as we navigate this week. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, good morning. It's Heather from Tennessee. I'm calling after the reading of August 11th, and I wanted to lift up prayer for those orphans that need to go to El Salvador. Lord, I just pray for the softening of the president's heart. Lord, that you will just make the meeting go well and that he will accept these orphans from Jamaica. And I just thank you, Lord, for the heart of this family who has the orphans, and that, Lord, that you will just bring them to El Salvador and they'll be able to reunite with whoever they need to reunite with, Lord. I just thank you that you're gonna help these children. You are already helping them. You're encouraging them, Lord. You're keeping them safe. And I thank you, Lord, that you're gonna bring them to El Salvador. I want to also lift up a prayer for the woman that has a possible fibroid tumor issue or cancer. Lord, I just pray that her tests come back negative for cancer, Lord, that she'll be able to get some other kind of something for these tumors, Lord, that you will just have them dissipate. Lord, I pray for any discomfort that she may have, Lord, that you will just help her to be well. Yes, Lord, be well. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us every day. Thank you, Deb family, for all your prayers every day. It's beautiful and wonderful. And God bless. Bye-bye.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is August 11th. Let's continue to pray for our children. Keith called in, would like us to pray for his son, Jack, who is a recovery, ARD. He's looking for a job as well, and he damaged some property. So we're lifting up Jack and pray that he gets the help he needs and is able to get work and get his life turned around and, more importantly, draw closer to you, our Lord and Savior. Line of J, who called in, would like us to pray for his son, Jesse, who is having thoughts of suicide and saying he is gay. He's only 13 years old. Lord, we know during this time of age that many thoughts and things come into our minds. So we ask that you please be with Jesse, Lord, and guide him through this troubled time. Give his parents the words to speak and those who are around him to encourage him and lift him up to you, Lord, and walk him through this time. Random Princess called in, would like us to pray for her daughter. Is rejection of adoption and identity issues and thinking of suicide. I want to lift up Random Princess for her and her husband adopting this young lady. And we pray, Lord, that she will get her life turned around and draw closer to you. Dave called in, would like us to pray for wife's sister Anne's daughter, Christy, whose son, Javon, passed away unexpectedly. So we want to lift up that family to you, Lord, during this time. Completely trust daughter Kimberly is having allergic reaction to food, and then your son is off to the university. So, our Lord, we lift them up to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and God bless.
Hello, good morning, and good morning, DAB family. This is Sean. Generally, you would have heard me saying this is Sean from the UK, but I am UK based, but presently I'm in Jamaica with my father, Ainsley Dare. You may have mentioned, or may have recall me saying a few weeks ago that he had suffered a stroke, and I'm here with him at the rehabilitation facility in Jamaica. Would like to request prayers for his strengthening, for God to continue to, you know, improve his health. Thank God he's alert, he's speaking, he's making progress. Just the left side of his body that really needs to be strengthened. And if I could request prayer in that regard and to that end, I'd be grateful. And for all of the dear family, near and far in Canada, USA, UK, Jamaica, just for everyone. All right, take care and God bless you, and thank you all. Bye.
This is Candace from Oregon praying for Lennox, who's had COVID, had a long-term effects from long COVID that are pretty devastating. Lord, would you restore to Lennox the years the locusts have eaten, Lord? Restore his life. Restore his productivity. Let him be free and completely healed. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. We know, Lord, that you love him more than we can even imagine. Give him an assurance of your presence.
Hi, this is Darlene from California, and I heard Lennox from California this morning asking for prayer for the symptoms he has of long COVID for the past 3 years. And so you touched my heart, Lennox, because you feel like you're coming to the end of yourself and you don't want to lose your faith. And I really can relate to that, too, as I have an issue I've been praying for 24 years. And I know what you're saying, but faith is a gift from God, and we'll keep that with us. We'll keep that with us forever, and it can grow. So I stand with you, brother, and I agree for healing for you for the suffering that you've endured for 3 years. So, Lord, I ask for relief for my brother from this painful episode that he's going through. And, Lord, I ask for you to send your ministering angels to him to heal his body and restore his strength and his hope, Lord God. I bless Lennox. I thank you for him. I thank you for his future and the plans that you have for him. And according to Jeremiah 29:11, Lennox, you know the thoughts that the Lord thinks toward you, Lennox, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you, Lennox, a future and a hope. That's what he says in Jeremiah 29:11. And I release that scripture over you. I decree that over you. There is hope in your future, and that you will indeed experience a healing in your body. I bless you. I thank God for you. And I know that your future is bright. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Curtius in the Commonwealth. I called in about my wife, Angie, and her breast cancer a few weeks ago, and she's completed her chemotherapy now and is preparing to do a double mastectomy on the 19th of August. So pray for her, pray for us as we go through this journey with breast cancer. Lord, I just pray that you would give the surgeons wisdom and guide their hands. And Lord, I thank you for the healing that you are going to provide. And Lord, I thank you for this Daily Audio Bible family and the way we love each other. Lord, just protect my wife. You know I love her. And I'm scared of losing her. Lord, give us strength. And help us to trust in you. In In Jesus' name.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. My name's Eric. I'm calling from Colorado. I'm a longtime listener. I don't call in very often, but I listen to all the prayers every day and pray for everyone that I hear. But I do have a prayer request that I'd like to ask the family to pray about. My son and his family, they're getting ready to move to the East Coast to take a job that he's wanted for a long time. But it seems like everything keeps coming against him. They've got a car that yesterday basically stopped working. They've got debt that they're trying to get paid off. They're trying to get all the arrangements done. If they pay for one thing, they can't pay for the other thing. And it just seems like everything is difficult for them right now. I know God can take care of things. And I think part of this might be even a lesson for me to learn to trust God in all things and just not be so quick to bail anybody out, but to let God do the work that he wants to do in their lives. So I know in the end that they'll be stronger, they'll trust God more, but it is so difficult sometimes in these circumstances to completely rely on God. So I just ask that you pray for my son, and I guess even pray for me that I would know and learn to trust God more in all situations in life, and to know that he's got everything taken care of. Thank you, family. Love you. Bye.